It's a little bigger than a garden, but not as big as a field. You might have a watermelon patch. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what kinds of little wooden fences might you have around a garden? Maybe with little pointed things. White.
Picket fence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that pointed at the top?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of wire fences might you have?
Barbed wire.
What is that?
Well, it's barbed wire. Mm-hmm. It's the things with the sticks.
Okay. And if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you would have to dig holes for the...
post to go in.
And then you'd have to...
string the wire.
Around the...
post.
Uh-huh. And how about a wooden fence that they used to have around fields before they had wire? It would be a zigzag thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. Any other kinds of fences?
No.
All right. Did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
There was one around my grandmother's house. And we used to walk the fence.
Did you call it a fence?
Uh-huh, we called it a fence. It was stone and had pointed things ever so often, you know, and you could walk around those.
Mm.
And the fence was about this wide, flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd come to the gate, and you could walk over the gate and hold on to the other post, you know, and go all around mm-hmm. their house like that. And that's the way we played.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, it was. Oh, it was.
To make a hen start laying, do you know what you'd put in her nest to fool her?
No.
Okay. What would your best dishes be made of?
China.
And the thing that you eat scrambled is a...
egg.
And if you had an egg made out of china, you'd call it a...
china egg.
Okay. That's what they used
is
to
Is that what they put in the business?
Yes. What would you carry water in?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. And what would it be made of?
Tin.
Okay.
Aluminum.
What would you carry milk in?
A pail.
How is that different from a bucket?
It's thicker. Milk pails were thicker than buckets.
Same material?
No, it seemed like one would be tin and the other aluminum.
Which?
The milk bucket would be tin.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just said milk bucket, whereas before you'd said milk pail.
I think a pail would be thicker than a bucket.
Okay, but could either one be...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What would you carry food to the pigs in?
A bucket.
Now, what kind of bucket? What would you call the stuff that you...
slop.
So would you call it a...
slop bucket.
Okay. And what do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Made of?
Iron.
Mm. Did you ever see one with legs on it?
Mm-mm.
Grandmother didn't have one?
Uh-uh.
Oh. How about something big and black that you used to keep out in the backyard, or somebody you used to keep out in the backyard to wash the clothes in?
A wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor had one, and I watched her boil her clothes
in. Oh. Did she ever use it for anything else?
No. She just used it to wash her clothes in.
Okay. What would you call something on the stove for heating water for tea? Some of them are whistling.
Tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what do you call the thing that you would put cut flowers in?
A vase.
And how about something you would plant flowers in?
Planter.
All right. Or if it were just earthen...
pot.
All right, uh-huh. And what are the eating utensils you set beside...
dishes.
Beside the plate. The utensils you'd eat with a...
fork and knife.
And?
Spoon.
Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one knife, you'd have several...
knives.
If the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to...
wash the dishes.
And after she washes them to get the soap off, she...
rinses them.
Mm-hmm. And the cloth or rag you use...
dishcloth.
And to dry them...
with a dishcloth.
Oh, what to wash them with?
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm. Rag to wash, cloth to dry. Okay. And how about to wash your face?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And what do you turn on at the sink?
The faucet.
And what do you turn on outside that you plug in?
The hydrant.
Uh-huh. And how about if it's on a portable container of some sort, a little thing you turn on?
No.
Okay. It was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and...
bursted.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
pop.